Mr. Chair, we have two questions. The first question, I think both panelists emphasized that there's room for both TCBMs and legally binding instruments, and to an extent they are complementary or preparatory to each other. My question is, where would you see that TCBMs bring a unique added value compared to a legally binding instrument, and can you give us criteria for such kind of TCBM? And what kind of TCBMs would be, in a way, a preparatory step to a legally binding instrument, and how would you characterize them by comparison? And the second question is, you both mentioned in the safety field, we made a lot of progress with the LTS and debris mitigation guidelines. So my question is, what can we learn from the process, how these guidelines were negotiated for our work here?